Hey, everybody out there in Radio Land.
Are you ready?
Are you ready? My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Welcome to the Snowed In Carolyn and Joe Show.
Snowed In.
Snowed In. For crying out loud, man.
Have you heard people call it Snowpocalypse?
Absolutely not. Is that what this is called now? Snowpocalypse up in the Mid-Atlantic?
Obama called it.
It's amazing that our president of these United States is calling an apocalypse. That's pretty awesome, though. But I guess welcome.
So around like 3 feet, right?
I guess so. It's around 3 feet. But you know what? I'm not really as like, you know, coming back from being on like the West Coast for a few and, you know, just hanging out. And we went to the Grand Canyon and went to Flagstaff and they had like 4 feet of snow. And like for some reason to me, I'm just sort of like just shoving it off a little bit. I'm like, I already saw that, sir.
You think it's nothing, right?
Well, it would have been absolutely nothing if I didn't see that snow. I mean, it would have been something, I mean, if I didn't see that snow already. But now that I've seen it, I'm like, okay, big deal. But it is a big deal because, like, it's sort of hard to get along.
There are some areas, though, that don't have any power, don't have nothing.
That's
true. Can't flush their toilet, can't eat food that was in their refrigerator.
You can flush.
If my refrigerator went out like that, I would just put it out in the snow.
But you can
just be like, oh, the refrigerator's outside.
Wait, but you can still flush your toilet if the power's out, right?
Not some of it, I don't think.
Because toilets are not, like, power-operated, are they?
I think you really cannot flush some of them. Or you shouldn't.
It's really weird because I haven't actually heard this this whole entire song of the Mind Freak theme. It's pretty epic.
Are you ready?
I didn't know it was going to be such a huge, like, I didn't know there was, like, lyrics beyond... I am the mind.
It's a whole song.
There's
a whole album, Joe.
There's like lyrics of like, I'm the one behind you, I'm scary, and something like that. It blew my mind.
Do you know that you can buy the whole Criss Angel album?
Yeah, I saw it.
It's full of songs like
that. I saw that. It's pretty amazing. And also, on our, we saw Criss Angel in person.
In person.
Absolutely, like 4 feet in front of us. We're huge fans of Criss Angel. I don't care what the hell people in the whole entire world think, but. We saw Criss Angel. I think that's actually a pretty... Not many people get a chance to see that, even though they do have a chance now to see that in his Believe show, which we're not being sponsored by, but we're going to promote it anyway. We're in Las Vegas.
We have 9 more years to see Believe at the Luxor.
That's right.
Cirque du Soleil.
Check it out, because you get to see magic right in front of you. It's not even magic. It's Mind Freaks. Which is pretty cool.
You get to see live levitation in front of your eyes. Without a tightrope.
So yeah,
without any boundaries.
So we in fact did go to the Luxor and we did see Believe. So going into seeing the Believe, Carolyn, what were your thoughts? What were you expecting? What did you hear about this? You know, pretty awesome show in my in my impression at this point.
Well, when I knew we'd be going to Vegas, I was like, well, we have to see Believe then. Because I've been wanting to see that show. I heard, like, some people from the press, like, can it, but I didn't really read, like, the reviews fully, but I just heard,
What did you hear, though?
Like, just what's that
let's
guy,
build a story
who's
around
that,
this.
Like, gay guy that does his, celebrity gossip sites?
Jay Leno?
No, the guy that, like, he's on, like, VH1.
Perez Hilton?
Yeah, Perez Hilton apparently was, like, tweeting or something from the audience about how much Believe
what?
Sucked.
How in the world was he able to tweet anything? Because the security was so tight there, too.
I have no idea.
Maybe he's a liar. Maybe Paris Hilton might be a liar there, because, like, it was pretty hard, even though, unless Criss Angel wanted the press. Maybe that was the press run.
Maybe that was part of it.
He's like, I'm Perez Hilton. I give you free promotion, you know?
Yeah, apparently he was like, this is like a while ago, though, like when the show first opened, Perez Hilton was like, talking all damaging about it, and... You know, I guess some people said that it was, like, a horrible show or something. But from what I could tell, all the seats were sold out and looked pretty full.
I mean,
a Saturday night.
And also what's cool about it is, like, you know, instead of going to any other show, you know, like any other place that would be, like, in whatever theater, like, this whole entire the setup that Criss Angel has he basically took over the whole entire theater. You know, like, even, like, the color schemes. And, like, as soon as you walk through the doors, it's like you see pictures, holographic pictures of Criss Angel. It's like you go into a funhouse, and then it's an even grander funhouse that is, like, the stage.
Yeah, like, every detail was an experience. Even, like, he has his own shop, like, right outside. He has the own, like, Criss Angel store, and then there's also a Believe store. So he has, like, two stores in the Luxor. Then you have, like, his own theater area. And when you walk in, like, Joe's talking about the illuminations, and has, like, there's, like, this little rabbit named Lucky that's part of the story.
Yeah.
And he's, like, in the forest, and they have all these layers of glass. So it's pretty magnificent just to see the lighting and the layers of glass going through with everything visual around you going down the aisleway. And then also, like, they make sure there's, like, no cameras, no cell phones are turned off, and all this other stuff. Like, they
and it was pretty
it
was
security.
It was almost like it's tough to compare militant, because, like, at the same time, all the ushers are also, like, dressed up as part of, like, the characters.
Yeah.
Because they, you know, like, I've never been to any Cirque du Soleil shows or anything, but I heard, like, it's a lot of the stories, a lot of the narrative of the stories is very, like, it's very motivated by, I mean, by the usher. Like, there's certain ushers that start the story, and then they'll be, like, your journey into what you're about to see. And so, you do have ushers, and of course, they did have, like, the three or the four leading ushers that were a narrative part of the story. But it's crazy, because even their flashlights are, like, part of the show. You know what I mean?
Like, and even like the other people that sat your seat had, like, little lanterns that were flashlights.
Yeah, yeah, like that. That's what they used on the stage when they had, like, the flashlight scene. It's like this whole thing was, you know, intertwined in the crazy the fucked up mind of Criss Angel. You know what I mean? And also, yeah, and that was cool, you know.
And then, like, so you're looking at the stage, and then on the side of the stage, they have, like, these statues that look like they're supposed to be, like, marble or stone. And then it has a bunny with, like, a magician's hat, and he keeps pushing his arm into the hat to reveal something, and he takes out Criss Angel's severed head.
Yeah, it's sort of like the reverse of pulling a rabbit out of your hat instead of the rabbit's pulling out Criss Angel's head.
Yeah. It's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
And it was all moving and stuff. And then there's the clock that's center.
And also there's a... Where you're in the hallway that goes into the... First, the security level. And then you see the photos of Criss Angel. But also, once you walk around, like, a photo, you have Criss Angel's voice is saying stuff to you at the same time.
I guess they have it motion detected. So, like, when you walk by, they'll be like, are you ready?
Are you ready? Believe. Believe in Criss Angel.
Some believe. Type of mind
Come
warp.
Come back again. Are you ready? Oh, man.
Do you think they're trying to brainwash you?
There's a very, like, entertaining moment. When we first went into the Luxor, we didn't stay at the Luxor. That place is like $1 million. But it is an amazing place inside. If any of you have been to the Luxor, we're not being paid by the Luxor. But they should pay us, because we're about to promote the hell out of you. Actually, wait a minute. We'll stop by there. But we went into the Criss Angel store, and we were in there. They have, like, all a bunch of memorabilia from all the tricks and the shows.
His outfits framed.
The outfits and the stuff that happened. But a bunch of kids came in. Like, how old do you think? Like, maybe 9 years.
Maybe, like, in fourth grade or something.
In fourth grade. And they were, like, all excited and, like, oh my god, look at this, oh my god, look at that. And they broke, like, they even broke, like, whatever, like a shot glass and something like that. But they got away with it. The guy who was running the store at that moment, he's like, no, it's okay. What's your fault? Blah, blah, blah. But it was interesting, because what did they have on sale, Carolyn?
They had the Criss Angel thongs on sale.
They had the Criss Angel thongs on sale.
That,
you know,
say, are
anyone,
you ready?
That's right. Maybe they're for 99 cents. Maybe they're for $3. I don't know. I wasn't really thinking about buying them. But these kids went, and they're like, you got to get them. You got to buy it. So one of the kids actually bought the thong. And, like, these are, like, fourth graders.
And then outside you're going to say what happened outside?
Yeah, what happened outside?
He put it on, like, outside of his pants. He's walking around with it on. It's pretty immature.
So
At that point, we were like, we have to leave this store now.
I was like, Criss Angel's cool and all, but I don't know if I can take these kids going around wearing thongs that say, are you ready? On it.
Outside their clothes.
Did they have it on backwards or inside?
I don't even know. At that point, I was like, I don't want to really be around these kids. But it was funny, but it was also kind of immature. very immature.
But what do you expect, though? Fourth grade, whatever. You got. It's like they gotta buy it. You gotta buy the.
I didn't even know what a thong was when I was in fourth grade.
But you know, times are changing.
Did you know what a thong was when you were in fourth grade?
Probably not. Probably not. Until, I don't even know if it got like.
Did you even know what panties were?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, panties. Well, like the Victoria's Secret semi-annual sale.
Well, also like in Filipino language, they use the word panties more than underwear and stuff like that.
So, but like, you never. When did you first hear of a thong from Cisco?
No, way before Cisco. Cisco's like 99. Like thongs were, because you would even see it like on. You'd see people in Sports Illustrated like wear thongs. So it's like.
But when was the first like what grade were you in? Were you? First saw a thong or heard of it, or at least knew like what it was called.
Probably fourth grade.
So you were their same age.
Yeah. So
You just said earlier that you didn't know what they were at that age.
Oh, then I stand corrected. But maybe when I look back at that, yeah.
No, that's just how it is. Would you ever wear a thong?
I would never buy a thong and wear it. But you know, maybe that's where the times are changing. But that was, it was so they were like all so excited about that too. They're like, oh my god, you gotta buy it. You gotta put it on. Put it on over your jeans, Jimmy. Put it over your jeans.
Yeah. At that point, I was like, yeah, I don't really want a Chris Angel thong now.
But like,
if a fourth grade boy's wearing it.
Think about the process, though. Chris Angel knew that there'll be girls out there swooning, and their panties will drop. But he was like, Jimmy, wouldn't it be a great idea if I had thongs that said "Are you ready" on it?
I mean, come on, that's pretty brilliant.
I mean, come on, and they were on sale. Does that mean that these thongs don't last long? How long does a thong usually last?
I don't know, maybe a year. We'll see. Who knows?
We'll see. What do you mean, we'll see?
I don't know. I actually didn't get one. But I saw those. I remember we made fun of those on. They were on the website like 2 or 3 years ago, and I sent you the link. Do you remember that?
Because they say, are you ready on it?
Yeah.
Self-implying what? Are you ready for what?
Can you imagine, like, what if you got a girl in a situation, and you're like, oh, I'm going to be with this girl tonight. And then you, like, take off her jeans or her
jeans
or her skirt. I don't know what she's wearing. You jeans. Take off her pants or her skirt, and then it just like says, "Are you ready?" with the Chris Angel logo. What would be the first thing in your mind?
I guess you'd be like, "I'm down here, aren't I?" What? Unless like it's gonna be a surprise, and you're like, "What? Where'd it go? Are you ready?"
You think that?
Are you ready? Thongs? Do they have? I bet they have all types of different printings they have on thongs these days.
All types. Some thongs are too small to even print anything on them.
But they try, America. America, they try.
They try. So when I was in the bathroom right outside the Chris Angel Belief Theater, there was like all these women in there, and I could just hear like giggling. Like it felt like some type of middle school bathroom situation.
Why would they be giggling though?
I don't know. I think they were excited about seeing Chris Angel.
I want to know. Tell me more about this story. Go into some detail. I want to know.
Well, there wasn't
how to
like
break.
Any.
You just hear like.
There wasn't really any like actual verbal context. It was just like, if you see a whole bunch of girls,
is he not gonna
excited?
Have a shirt on? He's gonna take his shirt off, isn't he? What if they're all saying, like, we're ready, Chris, we're ready.
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. They're like, oh my god.
What age? Oh, but like this show can.
They were all ages of women, anywhere from age
was,
like.
Was Chris? Was Believe? Was that a all ages show?
I wouldn't take young kids there at all. I mean, I wouldn't want to hear any crying babies there. It doesn't seem like a family type show in that aspect.
I mean, it was extremely loud too, like hugely loud.
Yeah, with like explosions.
So like, yeah, a baby's brain would blow up, basically.
But I wouldn't even try to take a little kid there. Like, anyway, in Vegas, honestly, I wouldn't really want to take any of my kids there. You know, like, if I have kids.
To Vegas?
Like, yeah, I wouldn't.
It's not a Vegas place,
if they were, like, 18. But you did see kids there, though.
Yeah. I mean, we specifically saw kids wearing thongs.
Yeah. Like, there were kids all over, but I'm just saying, like, I don't think it's a good place to take any type of kids. I mean, granted, they probably won't even realize it, but at the same time, it's not really a family-oriented town.
But you get to see magic.
Yes.
Wasn't it interesting when we were down at, now I forgot what that street is called. Florence, I don't know.
Fenton?
Fulton
or something? Like
Fulton Street, whatever.
Fenton?
The one that had all the lights in the ceiling. And you see, like, the comparison. Remember, we were comparing that other magic act. I forget who they're called. Compared to Chris Angel's magic act.
Yeah.
And we're like,
there's a big difference.
There's a huge difference. And also, like, Chris Angel doesn't call his, like, show, like magic, per se. So, but, yeah, it's like, once we entered back into the Chris Angel theater, the place was, like, absolutely hardcore filled with, like, fog and mist, which was really cool. So what were your impressions, basically? The first thing I want to ask you, and you can ask me, too, in return, is, like, the show. Your impressions going into the show, what did you think the show was going to be about? Because I didn't read up on what the show was.
I didn't read either. I just saw, like, the Perez Hilton thing, like I was saying earlier.
What did he say?
I don't even know for exactly, but I basically think that he just said the show sucked.
Well, let's compare it to
like other Cirque du Soleil shows. This is the first Cirque du Soleil show I've ever been to, so
the only other one I've ever saw was in the movie Knocked Up.
Yeah, it's just pretty much some like fantastical stuff with acrobatics and dancing and amazing costumes and makeup and a story. But Chris Angel's show is kind of done differently because he breaks it up between like the story and all that other amazingness and his magic. So maybe a lot
Wait,
of people,
the story and all the other amazingness. What's the in the amazingness?
Like, you know, like the dancing and the acrobatics and just like that general, like giving the circus a context.
Yeah.
So there's that, and then there's like your Chris Angel side of things, which is like what people really came to see in a
Yeah,
way.
I came to see. I mean, nothing against Cirque du Soleil, but when I was watching the show, I was like, this dancing is awesome. But I want to see him disappear or something, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
it's cool to see him orchestrate a bunch of birds flying. But I want to see him, like, you know, cut someone's head off and then put it back. I don't know, something like that.
Yeah, so, like, I guess there's two aspects of that. And, like, from a very critical point of view, someone could argue that that's very choppy. Because it's, like, magic, dancing, story kind of falling through. Oh, more magic, here's Chris Angel.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, as, like, a fan, I have to, like, look beyond that and just, like, look at Chris Angel. So, like,
but I was,
like,
I,
I'm kind of biased.
But also, I was very, like, entertained by the what's it called? The ushers. The ushers that they had that were getting the crowd riled up and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Because I've never seen, actually.
They were, like, the comedy relief.
Yeah, and it was cool to see the interaction between the two, you know. You know, I did enjoy like the dancing. They had cool like art, like the art direction of the masks and all that stuff was very cool. But the one thing that like I was really, I mean, like ahead of time, guys, I'm about to spoil a bunch of stuff that's on the show. Maybe I might, maybe I won't. But they had something with, they had the Tesla coil there, like in person. I thought that moment, seeing that was like, and seeing that was for me, like I was like, wow, that's crazy, man. You know, and then the events that followed that just set the tone perfectly. But that was the one cool thing too, is seeing Chris Angel's actual his interaction with the audience is cool. Like that's the one thing that's hard to fake that, because he could go the easy way and just sort of perform and not even pay attention to the audience. But I feel that with, you know, with any illusion or magic, you have to have that interaction for people to believe. That's what, going into it, I thought that's what it was going to be. It was going to be a dance, and then somehow, like, part of the dance, he's gone, he disappears, or, you know, stuff like that. But no, he actually did interact, and he did do, like, a lot of mentalism, and he did do, you know, the stuff that you see on TV, but now you get to see that in person. And that part, I was very, you know, I thought, you know, it was worth it to see that.
Yeah, and there's, like, a couple moments, too, where, like, my mind was boggled. Like, he basically mind-freaked me because I was like, here you see him, like, right in front.
Yeah, tell the audience. I want to know what it is.
You see him, like...
Spoil the scene, if you
right
want.
In front of us.
That's it? He's like, oh, my God. Chris Angel's actually
and then,
real.
And then, like, well, just besides just seeing him. And then he, like, throws this, like, red cape thing over him. And, like, not even a second later. It was just like, boom. Then he just reappears, like, closer to us on, like, the side stage area.
It was cool because he was
like,
also...
Like, not even, like, a second, though.
It was awesome because he was like, I don't use doubles. This is proof I don't do doubles and stuff like that. So it makes me wonder, how, Chris? How do you do it, man?
I don't even know. That's why my mind is still like, what? I have no idea. And then you just see him levitate, come down.
Yeah, like, that's... not to spoil it, but that's the beginning of the show. It's like everyone's wondering, like, are we going to see him levitate? You see him levitate. Like, and you know, it blows your mind just to all of a sudden be like, holy shit, he's levitating. What?
It's nuts. Oh no, go see for yourself.
Go,
go to the Luxor. You have 9 more years to see it.
So what did you think of the it's 9 more years. How do you think that's going to play out for the next 9 more years? You think
he's
going to change it?
He probably mixes it up with the audience and stuff, but they can't redo the costumes every so often. Like, that will probably still stay solid for those years.
Yeah.
And the music and everything. But I guess he can interact by doing different mentalisms and different tricks with the audience. He probably mixes that up.
One cool thing I thought that they, maybe it wasn't so such a cool thing, but over in the Believe store, you don't see many stores have this, but they have hangers that say Criss Angel Believe on it.
And they were like red, see-through plastic.
Yeah. Like, we were hoping that they come with the purchase, but they don't. They're $13. $13, right, to buy a hanger?
Yeah.
To buy one hanger.
Yeah. I was like, oh, can I keep the hanger? Because, you know, might as well
try. It's actually on sale.
She's like, actually, this is for purchase. And I was like, oh, well, how much is it? She's like, it's $13. And I'm like, oh, no, thank you.
Have you bought any hanger for $13 before?
No.
You can buy, like, a group of 50 hangers.
Yeah, you can buy 50 hangers for that price.
But they don't say Believe on it.
They don't say Criss Angel Believe.
So what'd you think of the merchandise that was on sale at the Believe store?
I thought it was all pretty cool. I liked it. They had the, they're still selling the 2009 calendar.
Yes! here's one, I'm a fan of Criss Angel. I wouldn't use his music, and I wouldn't be talking about him professionally or on the show at all if I didn't enjoy his, you know, what he does. But when if I want to buy a calendar that's of Criss Angel, actually just walking into the store and seeing images of like him without his shirt, oiled up and shit like that, all beefcake, like I don't know if I like that, Chris. I don't know if I can buy merch like that, Chris. I'm sorry, sir.
But you're a guy.
And he's like, and he's all like looking deep into your eyes on each and one.
Well,
You bought the program and you showed it. You said your when your mom looked at it, she's like, isn't half of it just like Criss Angel without his shirt? Like, look like crouching and looking deeply into your eyes.
Well, she said that he looked like Johnny Depp.
He looks like Johnny Depp.
She didn't mention with his without a shirt part, though.
All right, because like,
but we did.
There's a lot of photos of him without a shirt. I mean,
I'm sure she noticed.
I mean, I wish I was just as ripped as Chris, but even if I was, I don't know if I'd be. all of his images are just like that. Man.
I just think it's funny that they're selling the 2009 calendar.
Yeah,
okay.
What's up
considering
with that? It's
okay,
over
right now, it's February of 2010. Well, the whole year has gone by, and they're saying limited edition 2009 calendar.
Well, it is limited edition now, isn't it?
And well, yeah, and it's still like hasn't gone down in price, and it's like $25, and it says like limited pictures of Chris, like all brand new pictures of Chris, and they're all mostly without a shirt, all looking at you and stuff. But I just
it's the looking at me
I
that freaks me
I was
out, man.
I was telling Joe, I was like, well, you know, I guess they like can't really reduce the price because people aren't really buying it for the actual calendar. They're buying it for pictures of him.
Now, even on the promotional imagery of Believe, what is Chris wearing? He's wearing a vest, but he's not really wearing a vest as he's just wearing it for his shoulders. He's wearing a shoulder shirt is what we call that now. He might as well just... It's just like
the vest and then his abs.
Do you
think that he should just like not wear the vest?
You know what I think is pretty cool is the new Criss Angel DVD cover. When you just see the water in his feet and because you asked me the question, what's my favorite Criss Angel look? And I liked the Criss Angel when he was wearing the beard and he looked like a hobo biker. That's my favorite one, not the one with abs ripping.
Which Criss Angel do you think is my favorite?
Probably the abs ripping open shirt one.
Well, which hair?
And the one with all the girls going like, yes, oh my god, magic.
Which hair, the longer hair or the shorter hair?
Probably the shorter amount hair than the girly 90s hair. Because he did look straight up 90s in a lot of the...
What about the first season?
The extreme long, the...
Just like the long, like, wavy
The
hair.
Magician's hair, basically.
Yeah.
Probably not that one.
So, like, the current day Chris
Probably
Angel.
The current day Criss Angel. Not the one with the beard. That was my favorite one, is the beard.
So why did you like the bearded Chris Angel?
Because he looks badass like that. I think that's more... Like, when I see a magician...
Hobo biker Chris Angel?
Whatever the hell it is. Dirty, rough style. But when I see that, that brings me back to, like, carnival magic.
See, you want to know my thoughts about that look? Is, like, honestly... Was that right before Believe came out? Like, a year ago?
I don't know, because I don't know what the shooting schedule is for.
I don't know what the timeline was for that, but I honestly think... He probably did that as a last-ditch effort to be like, all right, if I'm ever going to have beard, I'm going to do it now.
Yeah.
Like, before my big show and before all this. And he's like, my only opportunity to do it, so he just kind
of
did it.
They even did that as part of the show. They shaved it for the show. Well, not that show, for the TV show. It's part of it. He was like, all right, guys. All right, lost the bet, so I got shit. I'm shaving my beard. I wish I could do the Chris Angel voice. He's so funny. because he speaks actually, so slow.
That like, was the best part of the show, or not? I don't know if it was the best part, because there were so many good parts. But that was like one of my favorite parts was just like hearing his voice in person.
And
like,
he was really
he, like walked by us, and I'm like, oh my god! Like you can, it wasn't like you were hearing like a lip sync or like just him on TV or something.
Yeah,
it was like him just like talking in person, like right in front of you. And I like his voice a lot, so then I was like, oh, that's awesome. I get to hear him, like, talk in the same room.
So if any of you do get a chance to go see that show, it's really awesome. Just because, also because interaction, right? Because there was a time where he would ask the crowd a certain question that I don't want to give up. Because that would mainly ruin the show.
No.
No?
Don't give it up. Keep it a secret.
I will not give it up. But yeah. His voice is pretty cool. What would you say his voice is? Because he's what, from Brooklyn? From Detroit? It's not from Detroit.
I don't know, he kind of has like some type of like New York lisp thing going on.
So, are you saying that New Yorkers have a lisp?
No, but it's like subtle. It's not like Porky Pig type thing or something. It's like this like subtle.
Porky Pig does not have a lisp.
What does
on the
he
record
have?
Porky Pig he stutters.
Oh, that's
Porky
true.
Porky Pig stutters. Lisp is not Donald, not Plucky. Who's Plucky?
Plucky Duck.
Who's Plucky?
I don't know, but we invented him just now.
Who's Plucky? No, Plucky is somebody, right? Is that from Tiny Toons?
Porky?
No, that's the
Anyway, but he has an interesting voice that, like, not many people have, and he's pretty interesting, so... I mean, I like his voice, okay?
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with liking his voice, but it's funny because, like, a lot of girls be like, I love the way he does magic. Oh my god, Chris! Oh my god, Chris! That's all I ever hear when people do magic. Even, there's that one where when he walked on water, like the... What was it? The...
Lake Mead?
Yeah, when he walked on that. Oh, and we saw that. We saw from afar.
Yeah.
But then he was walking on water, but then these girls were in the water, like circling him like he was Jesus and like being like, oh my god, and like praising him and stuff like that. Do you think that's fixed?
I don't know, but did you see how those girls like went crazy over that armband that he threw out to the audience?
That is true. It's because he has those pictures of him looking deeply into their eyes.
Like one girl went like three rows ahead and dived.
Yeah, that was pretty crazy. That was awesome.
I don't
awesome.
Blame her though.
Why?
I mean, I would have done the same thing.
But then they all got the prize at the end.
Yeah.
Chris Angel magic.
Do you think he has a good female fan base?
I think that's majority of his fan base is female, to tell you the truth.
If you were to break it down out of 100%, what percentage of his fans are female versus male?
70.
So, like, only 30% male?
Probably, most likely.
And you're in that group.
I'm always in the minority group. Because I appreciate the skill. But I like the look of him being, like, the biker. Oh, yeah. Over at the Luxor, they had, like, every one of his bikes on display. He had a lot of bikes. It makes me wonder if he even rode those bikes at all.
He did for, like, just on film.
Just to show it, just to wear it.
Be like, I have this.
This promotional tool. Chopper. It can probably only do, well, like, one... Like one run, and that's it.
Really? You don't think those things can go far?
I don't know. That's enough gas just to do one.
I don't know. I mean, they are pretty fancy up close. They're like a work of art.
Can't touch it then.
Yeah. They're pretty intense. I bet he has like a more custom. He probably has his own custom, but it's probably like more usable rather than riding around on like chrome diamonds.
Chrome diamonds. I don't know if you can ride around in chrome diamonds though.
Maybe. Chris Angel can.
So that's pretty, yeah, that's pretty cool, like to see that show. You should.
Sometimes I just wonder like how he does anything. Like I'm like, how does he like just do anything?
Well, how long has Chris Angel been around though?
A long time.
Because he's like in his 40s, right?
Yeah, but you would never know.
Yeah, because his abs are all ripped up.
Like,
and
no,
shit.
He's like, I don't know.
He doesn't wear shirts, apparently.
I don't know his like exact age. Well, he wore a shirt for ours.
Well,
part of it.
And that's what's cool about the show, though. It's like all these other people, their costumes are all extravagant, but then you see Chris come out with jeans and a bandana.
But and, then, like, all of his jeans are probably custom, though, because it all has like the A, his little symbol on it and stuff.
But I'm assuming this, that Chris Angel cannot not dress like the Chris Angel people see on television. Because before the show, they have like a huge, like, basically, like a rundown, like a lost rundown of the whole entire series of Mind Freak. And like, you know, but like, it's so hilarious the first image you see. The first image I saw was the exact image that I'm talking about that you see like on the posters and stuff like that. Like when they did the montage, because he's looking deeply in your eyes. That's the first image they use. I could not help but laugh. People in the audience laugh too, because that's just so beefcake of him to do that.
And, you think a lot of people were laughing?
Yeah, I think panties were wet at that time. That's what was going on. Girls' panties were wet, and they're like, oh my god, he's looking. I'm ready. Are you ready? I'm ready.
But you said you didn't really like when that episode where he walked on Lake Mead because the girls were like,
No, I didn't
too much praising him. Like he was,
I just,
Jesus,
yeah, I
or
just,
something.
It was over the top a little bit for me, for my taste with that, with the lady, you know, whatever, Mary Magdalene, you
yeah,
know, doing,
they're like, oh,
doing that
me,
level.
Let me touch your feet.
Yes. And then he sinks to the. Then he sinks at the very end of that. Like at the end of the show, he walks in the middle when they can't go any further, and then he just sinks. Roll credits. I'm about to do the most craziest thing that you've ever seen in your life. I can't do it. I wish I had it. But first, we take it to the streets.
He also did that thing where he puts his mouth into the camera.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah, that was one. That was also one. That was crazy because there was that one trick he did on stage where he had the handheld camera, and they like followed him behind like the curtain. You know, like Chris Angel on the show when he does magic would go behind the curtain, drop it, and all of a sudden he'd be gone, right?
Mm-hmm.
But also that was one of the first tricks he did. But instead of like us just watching from the front, they actually used the handheld camera and went to the back, and so. We see him disappear, and you're like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
How does he do that, Niggs?
Is he like a hologram?
He's probably a hologram.
It's a CGI Chris Angel?
It's the CGI. He's designed by Peter Jackson, is what happened.
He's not even real. I just don't even know how he does anything. Like, it's like, he also walked down, like, one side of a wall.
Yeah.
And I was telling people at work, I was like, yeah, it was like with no, like, what's it called? Leverage on him. Or what are those things called?
Like suspension?
Yeah, like no suspension from what I could tell. And we had like pretty good seats too, you know?
Because that's how we roll, America.
And like, I was like, how does he do
all,
that?
All, with, you, all your donations.
How does he do that without any suspensions? I have no idea. And then they're just like, well, I guess that's magic. Like, and I'm like,
man, they believe so much. I guess that's just magic there.
Yeah,
huh?
And it was like,
don't you believe?
It was like without.
I guess that's how it is.
Like, here I am, like, all enthusiastic. I'm gonna be like, oh my god, I can't believe he like levitated from the ceiling, and then like he came walking down like the side of the wall without any suspension, and like I don't even know how he did this stuff, and then he just like disappeared before my eyes, and then they're just like, well, I guess that's magic.
it's like
the opposite, how I'm like all intrigued, like I'm like, oh, how does he do that? Oh, I don't even know. And then they just kind of toss it away like it's nothing.
And that's when
I'm like, well, I want to see you do that.
Yeah, exactly. But like, I feel that's how today's society is anyway. They've seen it all and they've heard it all so much. You're like, oh yeah, well, I guess he just committed suicide. That's what happens. You know, I guess those people just, I guess the buildings just fell and they all died. You know, I guess that's what happens. When people are looking at Haiti, they're just like, well, you know, shit like that happens every day You know what I mean? The like, worst. No one's affected by anything these days, that, except the Carolyn and Joe show.
Speaking of that Haiti thing, this is something I haven't talked to you about yet, but I think it's pretty interesting. You know how, like, the Red Cross is doing that promotion where you text a certain code to some number? You text Haiti to, like, some number, yeah. And then you automatically, according to your phone bill, you automatically are donating $10 to Haiti per text.
Yeah.
Okay, are you familiar with that?
Yeah.
Okay, so apparently
I haven't done it, yo. I'm sorry, America, but...
Well, that's probably might be a good thing, though. I mean, you know.
Hey, look, it's a picture with me and My Chemical Romance.
Cool. Anyway, so like this one person, there's like this site that shows like FacebookFail or something.com.
FacebookFail.com. Yeah.
And like they like, I guess, like, blacked out the actual names of these people, so it just had, like, their first name.
Yeah.
But this one girl was like, oh, my God, I'm supporting Haiti.
The girls start with, oh, my God.
Oh, my God, I'm supporting Haiti. I've done, like, 200 text messages, dial 51111 or whatever to Haiti or, you know, whatever the code is. And then somebody wrote, like, did you really do that? Have you really donated, like, or like whatever 200 texts to them or whatever.
Yeah.
And she's like, yeah, I'm like helping them, like. And then he's like, do you realize that that's $10 each text to go there? And she's like, oh, I thought it was like for free, and I'm just like giving them money.
Wait, rewind. So they didn't know that they were giving their money.
Yeah,
they just assumed that like this magical money amount,
yeah,
from invisible, like, reserve is just being shifted over, yeah, there.
So this person, like, donated, like, I don't know how much, like, $2,000 to Haiti.
What a great person.
And then somebody was like, that's a good cause, but, you know, good luck with that or something like that. That's a lot of money.
You can't buy your new jeans now.
Oh, my God.
can't buy your high heel Uggs
anymore. Oh, my God.
Can't buy your high heel Converse.
But I just
straps.
Cannot believe also, like, I mean, also, like, it's one thing to do it, like, I guess once innocently, but who, first of all,
hold on.
A...
If Niagara falls, though you treat me just like dirt, you think I give a snap?
All right, I just want to hear that one.
That's my favorite lyric of that song. Anyway, so
big stretch. How about we take a big 5-second stretch break? Ready? We're just gonna stretch our arms out, America, in 1, 2, 3, 4. 5.
Alright,
back to the story.
So I just can't believe, like, okay, so say you do one text, that's fine. And you, like, you know.
Is this the same for all of them, or are they just
certain
ones?
This is just, like, one person that was, like, I guess, bragging on Facebook, like, oh my God, I donate, or, like, oh my God.
Are we allowed to say who this idiot is?
Yeah, she, like, I put as her status, she put, like, oh my God, I donated.
She put, oh my God, that's her status.
Oh my God, I donated, like, 200 texts to Haiti. And then she said, she was like, dial whatever number to Haiti.
She's donating her texts.
And then, like, she, you know, she didn't know that it was actually her money. I mean, like, I'm like, how can you not know that? Like, okay, let's say you do it one time and whatever. But then it's like, also, what is she doing in her free time where she can send, like, 200 plus texts to Haiti? Like, do you know, she just kept sitting there doing it? Like, you know, you should know by now. Granted, I don't know how old she was, but, you know.
Sorry about that.
I'm just saying, even if it's just mind-boggling. And then somebody was like, well, at least it was for good cause. But then it's like, yeah, that wasn't really intended to be like that, though. No one
so
can
basically
really
Haiti,
afford to make
Haiti
that.
Stole money from her.
Yeah, but it was her ignorance. She's ignorant.
She's
ignorant, like Michael Jackson.
Wait, Michael Jackson's ignorant now?
No, Michael Jackson would say, she's ignorant.
Isn't this what happened to you now when we were over in Vegas on the getaway? Mm-hmm. I think I noticed the one point where you actually got tired of Michael Jackson. You're like, because every corner we turned would be someone playing Michael Jackson.
There was Michael Jackson everywhere. In Las Vegas, in storefronts, they would be blasting Michael Jackson, and you know, I
like while we're hanging out even in the casinos, right?
Yeah,
in the casinos where they have like they have those people playing at night times. It's like, here's one you haven't heard for a long time, just beat it.
Yeah, I'm just... I like it, but it was a little too much, MJ. I probably heard him like 10 different times, just like hearing snippets of it off the street when you walk by.
I remember like I asked you like as soon as we arrived back on the East Coast, you're like, I was like, hey, this is it, just came out on Blu-ray and DVD. And you're like, I don't care. Who cares about Michael Jackson? And then the first thing we see when we turn on to what the Grammys, we see like the kids. And we're like,
that was the first thing we saw on TV when we got back.
This is Michael. We're like, all right, enough of Michael. He's not coming back.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'll get back in him later, but I'm on Michael Jackson.
But this really makes me question if you were actually into Michael or were you just.
I was. I even talked about him a week before he died when no one else was really even mentioning him.
But was it sort of like a love making fun of, or was it more just like, oh, come on, Michael?
Because well, I like because he had his auction up earlier this year when he was alive. Yeah. So yeah, I was all into him. And that was a genuine...
I remember that.
That was a genuine liking of Michael. Do you acknowledge that?
I don't know. I don't know what a genuine liking of Michael Jackson is anymore.
He was so entertaining. Like, just looking at all the stuff he had up for auction at Neverland. It was like so many great things. Like all those weird paintings of kids and stuff.
So, shifting gears here for a second. Let's give a full-on review of Disneyland. You want to?
Right now? Is how much time do we have left?
I don't know. Is it going to be a real long review, review?
You can start it.
I mean, we can go into another one. Well, maybe we'll talk about it next time. We'll talk about it next time, America. America, we'll talk about it next time. But you watched Lost. You just got you're fresh off of watching the new episode of Lost. Now we've caught up on all these other past five seasons of Lost, and you've just watched this one. What are your thoughts? What are your spoilers for the world now?
Well,
or you can ask me.
First of all, it goes both ways. We caught up with like what was it, five seasons of Lost?
All of it. We watched all of it.
But are we on, is season six now?
Yeah, okay. We are caught up. We are so, on par. We are with the rest of the world.
We watched it all like this summer.
So, no, we watched all up until December.
Until December. So when did we start watching it? Like June?
At the end of
July.
Remember, because we didn't like I bought it, but we didn't watch it yet. But then we took a break. But we watched it for at least 4 months straight.
So we caught up in with one seasons one for five in like 4 months.
Yeah.
And so now season six started past week.
All these people are like, oh my god, you guys are talking about some old shit. You guys are like so old. And I'm just like, fuck you. Fuck you, man.
I liked it better watching
on DVD. Go and watch Flash Forward.
There's no way I would have been able to watch it on TV as it was airing for like five seasons.
Yeah.
No way. Anyway.
But back onto the show.
But so now we're all caught up.
You watched
the two-hour premiere of season six, and now I feel like everything is just like back to where it is, and I'm kind of like, what happened?
But what were your thoughts like going through it?
It's really
fresh in your mind now. You can speak about it. Well, since the very beginning, the first thing you saw was basically you see like the trailer for it, the teaser, and then it goes. How they do it? And then like all of a sudden you see Jack Shepard like on the plane, and he's all, and you're like, wait a minute. So what were your thoughts right there? What were your thoughts about that?
For first kind of a split second, I was like, well, maybe they are back to like before the whole thing.
You said that out loud. I remember you whispered like it worked.
You said that
out loud. You're like, it worked.
It did?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, then I saw that
the
guy.
The H-bomb worked.
Then I saw that guy.
What guy?
The guy that starts with D. That's like
Desmond?
Brother.
Oh, yeah, and you're like, what? Desmond wasn't on the plane?
Yeah, and then I was, like, all freaked out by that, and then I was like, what the heck's going on? So now
we're about to go into some Lost talk,
now
people,
I think
so if you're not
someone,
caught up, I'm sorry.
I think that someone else is inside Desmond.
Not in, like, in a gay way, just, like, just like
no, but maybe
possessing
like,
him.
Yeah, because then now Charlie is possessed, and Saeed is possessed, and that other person is, too.
There was a line...
Who's that other guy? Now I'm all confused. See, it's hard to talk about Lost. I wonder, like, if there's anybody that actually has a Lost podcast. I'm sure there is.
There's gotta be some jabroni out there that just pays attention to laws.
But how can you even, like, talk about it? I don't even know how to really
talk about
it.
There's people trying to decipher the secrets and super... It gets so annoying when people get mad at you when they're just like, don't you understand that it's, like, string theory or it's fringe something or something like this? I'm just like, shut the fuck up, man. You are such a mark. You fall for all their shit. I'm a big fan of Fringe. I finished watching the first season of Fringe and, by God! Like, creatively, I mean, Lost is a show, then there's Fringe. You know, Fringe is probably the smartest show I've ever seen in my life. I'll let you borrow it, and your family would love it. Your whole entire world would love it. It'd be great.
What about, what were your feelings of Lost Season 6?
The beginning... The first thing that sprung into my mind when I was watching Lost... I even tweeted this, because I'm so cool like that. I was like, Lost... Season 6 reminds me of the DC Universe. Because you know how, like, the DC Universe, they have, like...
Earth 2.
Earth 1 and Earth 2. Yeah, they have all that shit. And I'm like, the first thing I saw, like, as soon as I saw the parallel universes, and as soon as I laughed my ass off when Sawyer goes, like, of course we're alive! Don't you think, like, if an atom bomb blew up in front of us, we'd still be here? Of course it didn't work!
Was Sawyer cracking you up?
Sawyer's awesome. Sawyer is freaking awesome. But then I compared it to the DC Universe because that's how it is. DC has this, the DC Universe has like its Elseworlds, Earth 1, Earth 2, and all they're all crossing over.
It gets like
over.
Super complicated even, though, and don't then they, you think?
Yeah, and that's the word we're gonna, so somehow they're gonna collide and there's gonna be a, you know, final crisis and Batman's gonna die. That's what's gonna happen.
Who represents Batman on Lost?
Who does represent Batman on Lost?
Maybe Locke.
So all right, if we're gonna compare them, if we're gonna compare DC Universe and Lost, there's similarities. So Superman is So Wonder Woman would be Kate. Superman would be Jack. Then Batman's Sawyer.
What about Locke?
Locke would have to be, because what is Locke? Locke is Luther. Locke is Lex Luthor. That's how I would see it. Locke is Lex Luthor. Or maybe Ben is Lex Luthor. Ben could possibly be Lex Luthor, and Locke is... I don't know all the characters in the DC Universe, so it's going to be a little troubling.
People are going to get mad at you now.
Man, fuck them.
Excuse me. Did not know who Locke was in the DCU.
If you're so pissed off at me, America, just leave a comment. See what happens. I'll prove it. I promise. I will prove your... If there's big hate mail to me, I will approve it. And we'll have a conversation on there. We'll speak all in caps, like Kanye does.
You know what they said about this storm?
All the in snowstorm?
Caps. Yeah, all in caps on the Weather Channel. It
what'd
said,
they say?
Like, do not go out of your house, only in case of emergency. If you need to go out, bring a flashlight, food, and water.
It just was like, just one flashlight.
But it was all in caps, too.
And yet, when we went outside to get pizza today, there was like millions of people out there scarfing down food.
And the government is closed.
And the government is closed.
And they're like, oh, let's all go shopping. What happened the last time there was a snowstorm. Remember we went out and everyone was just shopping at Fair Oaks Mall? It was like crowded. Like, so this was the weekend before Christmas. It was so crowded. And then like no one went to work. They're like, oh, we can't go to work, but we'll shop.
That's how it happens, man. People will find a way. America will find a way to break out of their oppression.
So what also back to Lost now. What do you think about the very ending with Saeed? Would you think that was Charlie's voice inside Saeed?
I don't know what you're talking about though. When I heard that, I didn't think it was Charlie's voice. When, spoiler alert, when Saeed comes up and now he's back alive. Sorry, America. Sorry about
what
that.
Do you think that was Sawyer? That was Saeed's voice.
Maybe we'll find out today when the later tonight when the show
didn't
comes
I
out.
Find it, I kind of felt like it felt like Charlie's voice. So now I'm like, what? Charlie's voice is inside Saeed who almost died? I'm like, this is nuts. No, I don't even know what's going on.
You had an awesome reaction though too when they said like, your friend is dead. You're like, what? They killed Saeed? But see, you should know better that whenever a person dies in Lost, when they really truly die, they play that sad piano music. Like the, you know, like the...
Did they do that for Charlie?
Yeah. It was in slow-mo. It's slow-mo and they played the sad piano music.
I know, I should probably, like, pay attention to those little clues.
You don't have to, though. Then you,
but, like,
then
you know what? I don't watch it from that perspective of, like, memorizing every little detail. I just kind of watch it.
You'd cross into that barrier, and then you'd have people just get sucked in and be like, oh, my God, don't you know it's about string theory? Fuck you.
People ever said that to you where they're like, oh, don't you know this is this and that is that? You don't even know.
Yeah, I hate it. And if I do that to you, America, I apologize. I did not mean to do that to you at all, but don't do that to other people. Do not do that. Let them enjoy the show and the music that they enjoy the most, because you know what? It's your money. It's your money. It's your time. Let them waste it and let them enjoy it the only way you can. What's today? What's this week's word going to be?
Oh, yeah, the word. Let's see.
Better hurry.
Today's word is going to be...
Can it be Saeed?
Smile.
Smiled? Is it smile?
Smile.
All right, America. What are we supposed to do? We're supposed to
email
info@...
curls-studio.com.
The word smile, and you'll get a prize. You'll get a sketch. The first three people. Email the word smile. info@curls-studio.com. And also, don't forget to check Sketch Before Sleep. What is it? curls-studio.com/sketch-before-sleep. Check out the construction of my new feature film on astrayproductions.com/help-wanted-movie. And, yeah. Everyone have a good night.
Good night.
My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Hope you enjoyed the show, and enjoy the snow wherever you are.
And subscribe on iTunes.
Yeah, subscribe on iTunes and subscribe on your RSS, whatever. But thank you for listening. Have a good night.
I'm the kind of human wreckage that you love.